This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, to do our thing as the DJ Veers run through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of September 6th through the 10th. We'll take this hour, as we always do, to reflect on the stories, the people that are on the list, probably paying closer attention to some than to others, because it's talk radio fodder that we are basically focused on. Not that all of these things aren't on our minds, but sometimes we find that three or four things really occupy a lot of people's interest and time as they listen, or they involve themselves, engage themselves in what's going on the air. So we'll go through these things. Let me just, I think we'll take the story list and start at number 10, maybe a few things to talk about, as most of you know who listen to me with any regularity, and there are two different branches here. The folks that listen to DJV during the week and the folks that listen to the Countdown Show on the weekend, they may not hear all of the DJV programs. I'm not a big football fan. That's probably putting it mildly. I think that football is outrageous in the damage that it does, especially if you allow your high schooler, college students, whomever. I think I don't have the same feeling for professionals because they know what they're getting into. They sign a contract. They know how dangerous it is. When you think about, though, a high school kid who has the same structure. We have a spine that's the size of a quarter, and that's all that holds our head onto our body. And to get whacked like these football players do, have the concussions that they do, have the suffering that goes on after life, why would you want to expose your child? And let's face it, high schoolers are still children, a lot of kids playing who are younger than that. Why would you want to expose your children to that? So that's why I don't get excited about football, although a lot of people, I think we talked on the DJV program this week, ladies, a lot about betting and how much more, because betting has become pretty standard around the country.
Huge. And yeah, the first time that there are going to be fans back in stadiums for a lot of folks, that's a big deal. And then I've got two fantasy football teams that I've got to tend to now.
Have you?
One's not enough. Now I've got to figure out how to do two.
Yeah. But do you pay attention to any of the three of you?
No.
No, I'm not talking about. Do you actually watch the games? Jay,
no.
Do you and your husband
watch the opening
game?
Yeah, when the Browns play, and then Sunday night football and Monday night football. Sometimes Thursday night football if available.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched the opening game with Tampa Bay and Dallas. It was actually a really good game. It was close. Tampa Bay 130-129. So that was, that was fun to see Tom Brady somehow looks younger this year and has more hair. I don't know.
Really? I tried to get him as my quarterback. Everybody was like, why do you want Brady and Gronk? It's because they're a machine.
Yeah, they were great. And I don't know what Brady did in the offseason, but, like, I've never seen him look better. So, yeah, it was a good game. I was surprised the Cowboys were as good as they were, but Tampa Bay still won.
See? So isn't that an exciting way for us to start the
overview? It was a good game. It was a really good game to start the season. Yes, if you're into it, that's the way you want to start the season.
All right, number 9 on our story list has to do with our relationship with China. It's an ongoing thing. It's usually in number 9, 8, 7, somewhere in there, because we kind of every week have a new revelation as to how the Chinese are getting themselves into our shorts. And so whether it's farming, whether it's business, whether it's people-oriented, this week I think a lot of attention has been focused on Afghanistan, with the Chinese going in and being buddy-buddy with them because they want to get a hold of all of the various metals, the rare metals that are there that are necessary for what businesses? Are the chips and stuff come from the metals that are in Afghanistan? I haven't followed that
enough.
To know what was there, but they're just trying
They also are one of, they're recognizing the Taliban as a government. I mean, they're completely enriched by their relationship with the Taliban and our exit from Afghanistan. And so once again, the Chinese government gets a win, and they keep figuring out how to win in all the situations where America continues to lose. And that's COVID, Afghanistan, at our border. I mean, you know, one of the things that people don't talk about a lot is the drugs that are coming across the border. And a lot of them are fentanyl, and there are people who will use recreational drugs, and believe me, I'm not a drug person, so I'm not condoning this, but I know there are a lot of people who recreationally use drugs and are not addicted to it, and they don't want to die by, you know, snorting cocaine or smoking some marijuana that's been laced with fentanyl. That's being made in China and being pushed over our open borders right now. And so when people go, why are so many people dying and overdosing? They're not. They're actually being poisoned by China. And this is a really, it's one of those things, it's a huge story that nobody wants to talk about.
Yep.
And it's one of the dangers of having an open border like we do right now.
And you know what also factors into this, Jennifer? The relationship the Russians have. What a bunch of two-timing, two-faced. The Russians had their butts handed to them by the Taliban over a war that I think lasted 4 or 5 years, and they couldn't overcome them. We obviously couldn't really overcome them, but the Russians are now their best, well, maybe second-best friends after the Chinese. And, you know, you look at that and think how expedient it is politically to change stripes. And, you know, the Russian people hate the Taliban and vice versa. So they...
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that the people of Russia agree. This is what Putin's... Look, all Putin does is just enrich his own pockets, right? I mean,
right.
That's all he does. So it's I don't know that you can say all of Russia is, like, stoked to be hanging out with the Taliban.
I
think it, more than that, it shows how closely knit Russia is to China. They're doing their bidding on a smaller scale, because Russia doesn't have the economy to be the superpower that we are or that the Chinese are. And so they've now embedded themselves with the Chinese. I think that's why you're seeing so much favoritism given from the Russian government to now the Taliban, who they were sworn enemies not so long ago, because they're on the scene helping China, helping the Taliban find people who are hiding in the country using their cellular technology. The people who are stuck there, who we left behind because of the Biden administration's policies, those people that are stuck there can't even have their cell phones turned on anymore because the Russians are trying to locate them with their technology. Mm-hmm. So it's how do you stay connected at that point?
I suppose we can couple this with our number three story this week from Talkers Magazine, which is a focus on Afghanistan and looking at the, I mean, we can jump around here a little bit as long as we're on to Afghanistan. I see that there are some dual nationals, including some Americans who also have Afghanistani passports, have gotten out of the airport as we get to the end of the week. All right, so the apparently there was some value to the negotiations by the Secretary of State.
See, I'm really confused about this, though, and I don't know if you guys noticed this, but there's some word spinning that's going on here. The airport that had a lot of airplanes turned around by the State Department, actually some planes that were up in midair already before we even left Afghanistan were being turned around by the State Department using our allies telling them that they couldn't land, and so they had to come back to the airport. And then the story this week that there was a plane with 200 people on it, mostly Americans, was trying to get out, and they were being grounded by the State Department. There were even documents from a whistleblower within the State Department showing that they were attempting to ground these planes. And so the question was, why wouldn't we want to get those Americans out? And then this story comes out that you're talking about that says, well, there was a plane with 200 Afghans and Americans on it. But that one was coming out of Kabul. Mozar al-Sharif is where the other planes were coming from. No one has said boo about that. It's a four-hour drive between those two airports. You can't tell me that these are the same people that we were talking about. But the illusion is that they are the same people. Isn't that crazy? I mean, this plane that departed came out of Kabul, not out of Mozar al-Sharif.
Yeah, what a mess. Okay, it's 15 past the hour. We'll keep our focus on these stories as we continue. It's the DJV group as we focus on talk radio, the talk radio review for this week.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. Not to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Okay, so you won't believe this. I mean, I sure couldn't. The deals at Kohl's right now, they're epic. I got the cutest fall tops from Sonoma Goods for Life for $10.99. $19.99 sneakers I can wear everywhere. And I picked up a Keurig coffee maker for less than $100. Amazing, right? I even got some Kohl's cash. So ready to break out all the layers and pumpkin spice everything. It's fall, y'all. Select styles. Sale ends September 12th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, our talk radio review. I'm going to bounce around a little bit here because some of these things are connected. The abortion story, which is number 5 this week on the story list, the Department of Justice has sued Texas to block this 6-week abortion ban. Bans the procedure as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy, allows private citizens to take legal action against anybody who helps a woman terminate
her
pregnancy.
That's the crazy.
I don't get that part of it. That's none of their business.
To put a bounty on, I mean, that literally means that, and I don't know where, I'm sure this has happened in other places that we don't consider democracies, but to be able to just call up the authorities because you don't like your neighbor and say, oh,
like
I think
to
that
turn
so-and-so
people into
is,
the IRS. You know,
right, or like when people in the 50s would accuse someone of being communist. You know, this is just insane.
I don't agree with
it's like a witch hunt all over again.
Yeah, I don't agree with this as part of the abortion bill necessarily, but see something, say something is something, speaking of the anniversary of 9/11, which is coming up, that we really relied on. So this is something that's not uncommon. I just don't think in this context it's necessarily appropriate.
Well, and I'm going to flavor this discussion a little bit with my own experience in terms of the chaos that we're talking about here with regard to the law and what it allows people to do. I'm not for that at all. I will tell you, though, my son and his wife are expecting, and they're in their 7th month of pregnancy, and there's a new technique, ultrasound technique, that's basically 3D. So from the very beginning, actually, I think 7-8 weeks in, and until now, which is 7 months in, we've been able to see these 3D images of the baby as the baby grows in her womb. And it is the most dramatic, the most wonderful, but it's like mind-blowing.
It's so cool. I know. The technology
to look at
is
this
so
kid
amazing. You get the full
womb.
Look of their it's, face. It's
yeah,
so cool.
His face and his arms and all of the things. And so when I think about that, it isn't my business, other than if somebody asks me or if I'm with somebody and it was an issue, then I would certainly want to be involved. But to think about life as we do, it's very sobering. Always has been. I've never been a fan of abortion, unless really, I don't know, fan is probably not the right word, but supporter of it, unless there's something really wrong with a baby. And then, you know, I think there's a lot of heart strings get pulled in that circumstance. But there are ways of helping yourself if you don't want the baby. Anyway, 21 after the hour, we continue.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emory.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Three half the hour now on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Certainly one of the things that's important is what's going on with social media. You hear hosts all the time referring to their Twitter account and their Facebook account, their Instagram account, and thus we, as a service to our listeners, provide them the opportunity, as most other good News Talk programs do, to comment. Oftentimes these comments are more concise and more adaptable to the conversation than having somebody on the phone wander off into oblivion with a call. That's why I don't really much take calls anymore in the programs that I do because, frankly, the callers don't represent the listeners as they used to. And so we turn our attention to social media. And there's a question this week asking our listeners what they remember about September 11th. So, Jay, what kind of comments do we get?
Barbara Roberts says she remembers she was sitting at her desk about to go to a meeting and reading about it on the internet, and she couldn't open any videos, so she was seeing the pictures, and the plant she worked at had purchased a TV and satellite, so they pretty much spent the rest of the day and most of the rest of the week watching the rescue and the aftermath of everything.
Yeah, yeah. I think there are a lot of people in that same position. Okay, who else is commenting here?
Dan Myers was at work when a coworker told him about the first plane, and then they were all listening to the radio when the other planes hit.
It was one of the most marvelous days for radio. Radio did a fabulous job across the board, I think, in being there and capturing the good hosts who have great minds and are able to paint pictures with words. It was really very compelling.
Well, there were a lot of people that had to stay on the radio because other people couldn't get in to do the shows. Yeah.
Yeah, I stayed on for another, I think, 3 or 4 hours that day. Okay, so what else have we got here?
Diane Roberts was taking her children to school when she heard the news. Lori Beck was in a classroom teaching first graders when another teacher walked in through the school building and started telling all of the other teachers.
Mm-hmm. I had stopped teaching. I just think about what children, the fear that went, that was kind of how I felt about it when I was talking to children, and my own children were grown up by then, But what, you know, youngsters who don't, let's say my grandson's age, he's now six. How in the world would they deal with this? Would they even understand it, frankly?
Yeah, I do wonder what, like, elementary school teachers, what those schools were doing if they did pull in radios or TVs. I was in high school at the time on senior pass, so I was at home when I saw the second plane hit. And I actually missed the next couple periods before I went back to class, but everybody had, all the teachers, pretty much classes were canceled. Everyone had TVs or radios in their classes, and the rest of us were listening to it. But we were high schoolers, so that would be curious to find out what elementary schools were doing at that time. This is another one. Jerry Roeder was at a United Way function, and they were hosting at his workplace. Everyone was sharing the news and just in a total state of shock. But Jay Martin, his wife was at the UN building in New York City, and obviously he was very concerned for her safety, and it took 2 days for him to get in touch with her.
Bunga bunga. All right.
It's probably the longest 2 days of Jay's life.
We asked a question about Trump in a boxing match with Biden. This is ridiculous. Where did this come from?
This came from Trump.
No, this came from Trump.
He was asked.
He's never seen the inside of a gym in his life, and it's hilarious that people think he would beat Biden in a boxing match.
Well, apparently our listeners think that he would, right?
Well, yeah, Trump was asked at the presser before the Holyfield-Belfort fight that's coming up tomorrow who he would want to face off against in a hypothetical fight. And Trump said his easiest fight would be Joe Biden. He thinks that Joe would go down very, very quickly. He thinks he would totally knock him out.
Yeah.
And so we asked the DJV show social media, and it was by unanimous decision. Everyone said Trump would take Biden in that fight. They would put money on Trump for it.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. If you want to use that as a myth, it's an interesting way to get a smile on your face, I think, as much as anything else, or to get a chuckle out of people in their imagination. So with that note, or on that note, we move on.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
These governors won't help us beat the pandemic. I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
President Biden mandating COVID-19 vaccines to roughly 100 million Americans on Thursday. Republican governors from Florida and Mississippi respond.
I do not believe that people should lose their jobs over this issue, and we will fight that.
We live in America, and you would expect words like that from the president, maybe of communist China or of North Korea, but you don't expect words like that coming out of the mouth of the president of the United States.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves on Fox News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in April.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
California Governor Gavin Newsom will get President Biden to campaign against Newsom's recall. Biden is scheduled in Long Beach, California on Monday. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
During the previous presidential administration, mainstream media considered a mean tweet to be tyranny. That same media is silent when the current president shames and punishes those Americans that choose not to get the COVID-19 vaccine with a presidential mandate.
We're seeing an authoritarian regime full on. He has been completely duplicitous. Remember, there was a time when he said, we will make sure that every American gets out of Afghanistan. And they will not be left there. We will not have mass mandates. And now the president has gone back on those two promises that he has violated. And I think I'm hearing, my phone was blowing up all day yesterday from people who I would not suspect would be as upset as others. Many of them were Democrats saying this is just unacceptable. And people are really, it's just an outrage at this point that the president would impose this when we have a, you know, there's no science to back this kind of move. Well, let's hope that there are plenty of lawsuits that are going to be brought and swiftly decided. Look, I got vaccinated. I think the vaccine has proven fairly effective. I've had 2 pregnant women reach out to me who have been terminated from their positions because they were advised by their doctor not to take the vaccine until after the pregnancy. And so we're going to also have a worker crisis because a lot of people, as we're struggling to get people to get back to work, now we're going to have even a greater crisis when people who do not want to take the vaccine for medical reasons.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, as I kind of shepherd the ladies of the DJV program through discussions of the stories that have been metered by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the top 10 items. They do their research every week, listening to all the talk radio stations around the country, the hosts, and sort of, honey, you put this into a big kettle and and cook it up, the talk radio stew, if you will. And I think people are stewing, ladies. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here with me as usual. So the administration is extending the vaccine mandate. And so a lot of Americans are going to be affected by this who don't necessarily want to get the shots. And if they don't get it, they will go have to have tests every week. So this is good business for the folks that are making the vaccines and good business for the people who have these tests. I think it's risky business for him. The number 2 story this week on the story list from Talkers is his approval rating. I can't think that this is going to go anywhere but in the bucket for him. I think this is a pretty damned outrageous
But what's mandate. The difference, though? Because federal employees are already mandated. You have to be vaccinated. In New York City, you can't go into a restaurant unless you're vaccinated. So what's new here other than it's still the option of being tested every week if you
not
don't want to get
for
the shot?
Government, though. There's a difference. So
well, the government is different.
If you work for the federal government, and a lot of people do, then you can't test. You can't have the option to test. You just have to be vaccinated or you'll lose your job. That's number one. That's one of the differences. Number two is that he's now trying to extend this, and I don't see how it's going to fly. I think people are so outraged by this. Dictator Biden is already been trending
on Twitter.
I do too.
I've heard that.
So companies that are over 100 deep are going to have to either get all of their employees vaccinated or there'll be some kind of testing provision.
There's a lot of stuff. People are talking about McCarthyism.
Yeah, but one thing, though, that I don't understand that this is like, you know, this is catnip for everybody on the right, in midterm elections.
But I'm not there, Victoria. I'm not there.
But let me finish what I'm saying. I understand that. But the problem, the thing that people aren't talking about is that companies are already doing this on their own. There are a lot of companies that already have this exact same place. So that's what I'm saying. There's nothing really that's new and shocking
here. When you
have
the sitting president say, I don't care about freedom, this isn't about freedom. I mean, this is a president who is supposed to be, like, sitting over our United States on a time, especially at this time, when we're celebrating our freedom and all the people that we lost on 9/11 and in the subsequent wars that followed that, all because they were fighting for freedom. And now you have a guy who's taking that away. If companies want to test or if they want to vaccinate, fantastic. But it is not the federal government's job to get involved with private businesses. It's not. And it's very frustrating.
They're
not prioritizing freedom anymore. And if we don't do that, we are not the country that we were founded on. We are going to become
Cuba. I get that. I see
right
both sides to this. I totally get that. And I don't think legally this is going to really hold. But the question, though, that the much larger question that people really need to step back and address is how else do we end this pandemic? This will go on forever.
It's never
going
to end. That's the answer. It's never going to end. Look, at every year, people
well,
have
we have 150,000 cases a day. That's crazy.
That'll end.
It's never going to end.
The spike is already gone. It's on the lower side now.
And
you're
going to
have
to focus on therapeutics. I mean, we're going to have to focus on how to live with this because it's not going away.
Okay. Let me just, Jay, you had something in there. I want you to, you need to finish what you were saying. Then I'm going to. Sort of wrap myself around.
No, I was just saying I agree with Jen. The government needs to stay out of this. If businesses want to mandate it, that's up to them because it's up to employees whether they want to work there or not. The government needs to stay out of this. But also, nobody should be telling other people what they need to do with their bodies.
This is
so
a slippery
levels.
Slope. And if the Democrats...
The same people fighting this are the ones who love the abortion six-week thing.
Exactly.
In Texas.
Well,
and vice versa. And Doug, I want you to finish. But, you know, my body, my choice is what I've been hearing a lot of until it comes to vaccines. And, you know, don't think the irony was lost on anybody when the Attorney General sues Texas for using their state rights to implement a law and in the next breath says, but you have to get a vaccine or you're not going to be able to work, you're not
going
to be able to go anywhere.
Right, both are going to be ruled unconstitutional. So
yeah,
I think that we're looking at the same thing here. But yeah,
Victoria,
you know,
there's an emotional plus a kind of a reality quotient here to all of this, and it does it smacks of something that I don't want America to stand for. Frankly, at least me, people that are my age, maybe. I look upon it differently than folks that are your age. There's always an age difference in lots of opinions and how people feel about stuff. I'm very, very pro-vaccine. You know that. You've heard me talk about this from the very beginning. I'm not for the willy-nilly vaccinations that go on, but I think there are some that are necessary. And I think in this case, the masks and the vaccines have helped. I'm convinced, pretty much beyond a shadow of a doubt, that when you're wearing a mask and you've had the shots, you're not hurting other people and you're not going to get hurt yourself. Okay.
Right.
So having said that, we live in a society of a lot of different cultures, cultural backgrounds. We also have a lot of different political points of view, different educational points of view. I don't happen to think that the best point of view is that you don't have a shot. I think you get a shot. And, you know, whether I'm going to get the third shot. I actually was talking to Ken Kronhaus, who's the doctor associated with the DGV health program. He had his third shot, and it wasn't the Delta shot. It was just a booster. They don't give you as much as they did in the first and the second one. But as he is a medical professional on the front line, on the eighth, the day that he, that was the 8th month anniversary, he got called by the hospital to come in. All the doctors who had privileges at this hospital had to come into the hospital that day to get their shots. So he did. And as a result of that, I thought to myself, okay, because I'd been back and forth. And this is where the confusion comes in. Actually, when you're talking about the vaccine, what do we do? The government has screwed this up to a fare-thee-well in terms of information, or whoever it is that you listen to, that supposedly is an expert. There's one bit of information one day, and the next is something else. So what I was thinking, and I said this on the air, I'm going to have a third shot as soon as I get one. And I figured out how to get one. And then Ken said, well, maybe you should hold off a little bit because they're mixing a new batch that will deal with Delta and Lambda and whatever else comes along. And said, okay, all right. So I decided not to do it right away. I'd wait until the end of the month when supposedly this stuff's going to be available. Then he says to me the next day, well, I'm going to get my shot. And I said, you told me the day before yesterday not to get the third shot. He says, well, now we're thinking that it makes sense to have it because especially Pfizer doesn't have the starch that the Moderna. If you've got two Moderna shots, you're probably better off in terms of protecting yourself than if you had two Pfizer shots. I'm not happy that I didn't. We all have pretty much had the Pfizer here. But anyway, the point is,
this thing about Biden is not about the vaccine. It has nothing to do with the vaccine.
No, but I'm going on from
that. It's about governmental control. And we all know that tides turn in politics. And I just want everybody out there who thinks that what happened this week with Biden is a good thing to ask when someone else is in control, Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump or someone else that is positioned as evil on the other side of the political aisle.
The hypocrisy is amazing.
Do you want them to be telling you what to put in your body? Do you want them to be doing the same thing? Because I think, really, this is where consistency matters. Less government out of our house.
So why aren't immigrants required? Why aren't government, why aren't post office employees required?
Exactly. Well, they're
federal. Aren't they federal employees?
So,
they're exempt. People coming into this country are not going to be automatically vaccinated. Migrants won't be. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you care at all about racism and race issues, you should be dead set against this because there are only 30% of Black Americans who are vaccinated. They are going to be kicked out of their jobs with the federal government. They are not going to be allowed into restaurants. They're not going to be able to send their kids to school. And you tell me how that looks.
The
if that
practical
makes us
side
of
this is the,
if, or the country if, of inclusivity.
If this thing doesn't get straightened out, if the Democrats don't figure out how to straighten this out, they're going to get their heads handed to them next year in the election, because this kind of stuff is what election, you know.
Well, more so than that, though, but like a lot of women and, you know, men who are also pro-choice, but a lot of women who are pro-choice, and as we know, you know, abortion's been in the news because of Texas and Oklahoma and things like that. But, you know, it's kind of like we're all sitting back over here going, oh, so now the rest of the country is getting a little bit of a taste of what it's like to be a pro-choice woman, where the government is telling you what you must do and must not do with your own body.
Well,
and
I think there are a lot
I don't know if people are just too stupid to get that, but like the irony here, it's like, okay, how does anyone not see what's going on?
And on my side of the aisle, I think the irony is just as big. I cannot imagine how people can shout, my body, my choice, and then say, but Joe Biden gets to decide what vaccine goes in me. No. Both of those positions are definitely not consistent.
They've hurt themselves.
But I think you also have to consider that, you know, it depends, again, where you think life is if we make taking a life legal. And, I mean, that's really where the argument gets emotional for a lot of people.
All right, so now
is part of it.
What I just said about Pfizer and they're developing a booster shot, apparently Moderna is as well. So the acknowledgement here is that this is going to be, to answer, I think, the question that Jennifer had or Victoria had, this is going to be a seasonal thing just like the flu.
Yeah,
and, in fact, what Ken said is it's going to be the flu vaccine that you get every year, if you choose to get one, will have this variant along with whatever else they expect to be the flu problem of the year. That'll be...
it'll be the combo shot. That's what Moderna's working on right now. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Which makes sense, and that's wonderful.
Yeah,
and that will help maybe next spring. You know, I'm not sure when that will be ready. Those things take time. But in the meantime, yeah, I've never been in favor of a vaccine mandate. I've never once said that, and I don't believe in that. But at the same time, if people aren't getting the shots, how else are we really going to get over this?
That's a good question, and that's an excellent question. I think that there's no answer to it at the moment, because this is not the answer. But what is the answer is the question, and I think you ask it well. 45 after the hour. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
All right, we have a couple of more quickie visits here. One of the things I just wanted to mention with regard to COVID and the mandate, if you take a student loan, you're going to have a shot. If you're going to buy government-supported housing, you're going to have to take a shot. That's really, that's kind of over the top, frankly.
The only shot I'm taking is tequila.
There you go. All right, Stan, you may be drinking a lot. The situation in California, I want to touch this for a minute, Jennifer. Larry Elder versus Gavin Newsom, and this is the weekend before that election on Tuesday. Where is it? What's going on in the last few hours here?
Well, the polling indicates that Gavin's doing a lot better, and that it was really close within the margin of error, but now... looks like he's up about 8 points in the poll.
So did Larry jumping in cause that, basically, because they used him as a lightning rod?
Some people say that. Other people think that it actually tightened up because he did jump in the race. So it really depends on what you're looking at. But I think what you do is you have to watch Gavin Newsom. I don't know about the polls so much because the polls have been all over the place. But you watch him, and he's been name-checking Larry Elder a lot. I don't think he would do that if he wasn't worried about him. And he's been bringing the big guns to town. Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris was in town this week. Joe Biden will be here the day before Election Day.
I'm from Massachusetts. Elizabeth Warren is a lot bigger shot out in California than she is in Massachusetts.
Exactly right. And I'll tell you what, they made it all about a Senate seat. And this is why I think they're missing the boat. They're missing the boat because it's about California. It's not about the Senate seat. But yet they're making it about the potential of Dianne Feinstein going down and someone else appointing someone to fill her position.
Yeah, that shows you the real, the true colors, if you will, of these people. They're not interested.
That would happen
state
on the right, though, doesn't
residents.
It?
Yeah, well, of course it would. The politicians
thing
are more interested in themselves
game
than they are
game
in helping the people that they're supposed to be serving.
Right.
And that's what's so outrageous about this. All right, ladies, thank you. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here with Doug Steffen on the DJV Overview. What's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, 10 before the hour.
I'm always amazed.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time for us now to visit with Nick Miles, who is our auto expert. That's his website, ourautoexpert.com. He happens to be in Munich at the BMW plant there. So before we get to the description that you have of the new BMW electric cars and why they brought you over there, I thought you'd ought to have some time to talk about GM temporarily shutting down their factories because of this damnable chip shortage. And the question remains, as I've asked you before, why General Motors doesn't just make the cars, you know, without some of the ancillary chips, are these chips that are really important to the running of the car, or are they like the buttons that you have to open the rear tailgate, that sort of thing?
Yeah, everything's run by chips, Doug. Absolutely everything. Everything from unlocking the car with your key fob to, lighting up the dashboard now because everything is electrical. So harken back to the original gauges. When we decided to get rid of everything that was mechanical in cars, we were so reliant on chips, and now there's no chips. We can't, have the cars.
Do you think they'll re-engineer some of these? I could see trucks especially being re-engineered, so they went back to, nobody protested with the old way of doing things. There's just everybody, let's do something new. A truck doesn't have to be like a car, does it?
No, but it takes about 4 years to engineer a vehicle. And of course, if it has moving parts like the analog parts, it takes longer because they have to be designed. Every part has to be designed, where digital stuff is much easier to design. So it's just not worth it because by the time they've designed something in 4 years in a cab, we'll have the chips back again. So it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about why you are in Munich at the BMW plant.
Yeah, so BMW are launching their first all-electric vehicles. You know, they're not everybody's flavor, but they're making an attempt. Europe has a lot of new standards for electric vehicles coming out, so they've made a stab at doing it. And we all immediately think, electric vehicles, they're not exciting to drive. Well, I had my mind changed big time. I drove the i4 yesterday and the iX today. These vehicles are so technologically advanced. Just the driving thrill, when you think about the speeds that they can do 0 to 60 miles an hour, they're much better than some supercars that are out today. I mean, you're talking about sort of 0 to 60 in 4 seconds time. There's no gears, so you don't get that shifting feel that you would in a gasoline vehicle. And one of the coolest things I think about them, the electric cars, is it's sort of instant torque. So especially because a lot of them are all-wheel drive, you get instant power. And the technology is a lot of fun. And what BMW have done, I think, with a lot of their cars, going back to the chip shortages, they're starting to delete things that we don't really care about in cars. So in their current vehicles that are made in South Carolina, you know, one of the things that we don't use is that kick-open tailgate. You know, you walk up to cars and you kick your foot underneath the back. Nobody likes it. And so they just deleted it out of their vehicles. That gets rid of a chip.
Who came up with that idea? So are they building a car out of literally out of garbage and recyclable stuff? Is that what BMW are trying to do?
Yeah, they should. They showed us a vehicle called the iVision Circular, which was 90% built out of recycled material, basically garbage. And so they said, look, we can actually take stuff that people have thrown away and build a car out of it. And 100% of this car can be used something else. So, for instance, the floor mats and the roof liner is built out of old fishing nets. And guess what? That's not going into landfill. And I think that's a great idea, as long as it's, you know, creating jobs and helping people have income. And that's...
Whoops. So goes the connection that we have with Munich and Nick. All right. Well, anyway, the gist of the conversation is about these BMWs. And if what I would pursue with Nick, if I were able to have another conversation with him, would be how this model that BMW has come up with is going to be reflected with American makers. You got him back again? You there? No, he's not there. Okay. Anyway, so the fact that we're making cars out of recyclables, I don't know how many of you know this, but many of the things in the newer cars come from recycled old cars. The metal for the frames, the metal for the tin, the exterior. And, of course, a lot of stuff now is just plastic on the outside of a car. It's amazing how much plastic there is in these cars that are being built today. And they have no, as you know, if you've ever been in a crash with one of them, they break. They don't bend like the old cars. They would bend, and you could fix them. They break now, and you have to take everything and throw it away. And it's so expensive. The moldings for the fenders and the other parts. Lose a fender, and you're going to spend $800 getting it fixed, if you're lucky, on more of the newer cars. So there it is. All right. So Nick will join us again next week. He's out. He's out and about checking out cars all around.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.